So I just want to read out to you the examiner's report about materiality. He said, specific marks are available in this requirement for the calculation and application of materiality in line with new syllabus guidance. Whilst a significant number of candidates appeared prepared for the new syllabus and followed the new materiality guidance, there remained a few who attempted to prioritise the risks and were unable to access the professional skills mark. Candidates are expected to initially determine a materiality threshold for the audit, as you would in practice. Three technical marks are available for the materiality determination. So three marks for materiality. Candidates are expected to demonstrate a knowledge of the appropriate percentage range for the benchmark. In this question, it was profit before tax, so 5 to 10%. Calculate the monetary amount in respect of the range, which was 3 million to 6 million. Candidates must then use their professional judgment to select the appropriate materiality threshold, given the risk levels which exist in the audit, and provide a brief justification for their choice. Each of these steps examines a different aspect of the understanding and skills required of an auditor. So what they're saying is, look at materiality, look at what they tell you to base it on, work out the percentage, work out what that means, what that actual amount is, and then say, right, which range are you going to go, high or low? And he goes on to say, it was disappointing to note that some candidates initially calculated a range correctly, but then failed to justify the materiality for the threshold. The examining team will give credit for any reasonable explanation for your chosen materiality threshold, as the mark is to recognise that there's application of professional judgment and that you can justify your response. It's not required that candidates select the identical percentage or figure, or that they provide a justification identical to the one in the model answer. For example, in this question, some candidates stated the higher end of the range was justified because it was an existing client. Some said the lower end was more appropriate due to accounting errors that the finance director was making. Alternative answers which were awarded credit included those which suggested that an amount in the middle of the range was appropriate, because whilst this was an existing client, the rapid expansion, increased load in finance would bring the financial statements under scrutiny. All of these obtained a mark for justifying the chosen materiality threshold.